The city of North Bay confirms 11 of its employees have been terminated in relation to its workplace COVID-19 vaccination policy, to date. Communications officer Gord Young tells Bay Today, approximately 95% of employees at the city of North Bay are fully vaccinated and 11 employees have received termination notices related to failing to comply to the policy, introduced in early October. See original story. City employees will need to show proof of full vaccination status. See also, municipally mandated employee vaccination policy takes effect. North Bay City Council voted the policy, developed by Sao David Euler and staff, into effect, mandating city employees to provide proof of full vaccination status by November 29. Exemptions for employees based on religious or health grounds are contingent upon proof of a negative rapid antigen test at regular intervals not to exceed 72 hours. However, the city's policy does not provide for testing as an alternative to vaccination, clarifies Young. See related. COVID-19 vaccination policy in effect for North Bay Police Service members and NBPS policy to pass cost of COVID-19 testing onto its members under the policy, full and part-time employees, temporary, casual, and contract workers, volunteers, students, members of council and council-appointed committee members had until October 15 to declare proof of vaccination status and until November 29. To be fully vaccinated. Prior to the vote, in which all members voted in favor except for Count George Maroussis, Deputy Mayor Tanya Vrabosh identified the policy as a means to continue to protect the health and safety of City of North Bay employees and members of the public from the spread of COVID-19, and to meet the obligation under the Occupational Health and Safety Act to take all necessary precautions to protect the health and safety of the workforce. Maroussis abstained from voting, having raised concerns about losing members of the city's workforce who opted not to be vaccinated. Maroussis maintained the policy needed an administrative leave option. I'd hate to see anyone lose their job permanently. And, of course, we haven't even talked about what kind of severance might have to be paid out in these situations. The November 29th window was intended to give staff the needed time to receive both shots and report to work. Management and supervisors provided employees the time needed to comply. The terminations of the City of North Bay employees were effective immediately upon receipt of the notices. The policy clearly states, non-compliance with this policy may result in discipline up to and including termination. See. The City of North Bay's COVID-19 vaccination and testing policy. See also, City of North Bay COVID-19 vaccination declaration form and frequently asked questions about the policy asked if the terminated employees would have the opportunity to reapply for their former positions, Young advises, at this time, every new employee is required to comply with our COVID-19 vaccination policy as a condition of employment. HUP Local 122 represents 300 full and part-time inside, outside City of North Bay employees and library workers. President of CUPE Local 122 Brent Levine told Bay Today at the outset of the policy's implementation the union wanted to avoid terminations and have legitimate exemptions honored. We want to make sure that the employer is able to accommodate anyone that fits those requirements, as in a medical accommodation or for religious reasons. We know vaccinations are the best way to protect our community, said Kaun. Bill Vrabosh in support of the policy, in October. We have an obligation to make our workplaces as safe as possible during this fourth wave. We can't afford another lockdown.